Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the expulsion of Citizens Coalition for Change members from Parliament, Senate, and councils by the self-proclaimed interim Secretary General of the CCC, Sengezo Chabang, with the latest 69 more councillors recalled. The CCC says the recalls are illegal as the matter questioning Chabang's legitimacy to carry out the recalls is still pending in court. But first, the Biden administration officials warned U.S. lawmakers Wednesday that a failure to pass the White House request for $61.4 billion in aid to Ukraine could result in a victory for Russia President Vladimir Putin within a week. Some Republican lawmakers have objected to additional funding for Ukraine while the U.S. national debt remains high. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
U.S. aid to Ukraine is running out. As U.S. lawmakers run short of time to negotiate President Joe Biden's $106 billion emergency national security supplemental request.
This investment in Ukraine goes far beyond its borders. By degrading Russia's military capabilities, we are also degrading the capabilities of those who Russia works with, like Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah. We see these actors in concert, not in isolation.
Lawmakers are racing to negotiate aid to Ukraine and Israel and funding to border security before November 17th, when a temporary government funding bill runs out. Democrats and some Republicans are arguing that all of those funding priorities should be passed together.
We should continue to invest in expanding America's defense industrial base, both to replace capability Ukraine is using with newer for our own use, and to ramp up production of the ones Israel, Taiwan, and our Indo-Pacific allies and partners need.
But some congressional Republicans are concerned the U.S. is funding a stalemate in Ukraine's fight against Russia when the money could be better used domestically.
But we're borrowing the money. It doesn't make any sense. It's coming from somewhere where it would be in a productive use to where it's into the use of basically fomenting a war and continuing a war.
The Biden administration told lawmakers Wednesday the consequences of failing to fund Ukraine's fight against Russian aggression could be immediate.
President Putin says if we walk away, Ukraine falls in a week.
And with winter in Ukraine looming, U.S. aid officials warn that there is now no remaining funding to support Ukraine's war needs.
If Congress does not approve supplemental funding, our partner organizations in Ukraine would have to either reduce the number of people getting this humanitarian assistance by up to 75% or suspend our humanitarian programs entirely.
Senate Democrats address some Republicans' concerns that European nations are not shouldering the burden of supporting Ukraine.
There is a global coalition of 50 countries providing more than $90 billion in direct support, both humanitarian, direct budget support, military for Ukraine. Although we are the single largest donor, the contributions to the fight for freedom on the front lines in Ukraine is genuinely global.
Biden administration officials told lawmakers that European countries are watching to see if the United States passes additional aid. The official said some countries may withdraw their support for Ukraine if the White House request does not pass Congress. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
And participants at the U.S.-Zimbabwe Exchange Alumni Summit in Harare today called for a better environment that supports their businesses. A public diplomacy officer with the U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe, Baker Achatnepa, gives a roundup of what happened today.
We organized this two-day alumni summit, the first one we've ever had in Zimbabwe, to get the alumni together. We know that there are a lot of alumni doing incredible things all over Zimbabwe, and we wanted them to work with each other. We, as the embassy, can be a convening power, and so we thought, we want Zimbabweans to work together for Zimbabwean solutions. All of the panelists at the summit are alumni. All of the topics were suggested by the alumni. So this is a summit being done for the alumni by the alumni. Everything is based on what they want so they can build their networks, so they can get ideas and make a difference in their communities. I'm really grateful for all of the alumni who have turned up. We are looking forward to the rest of the summit and the Alumni Impact Awards later today. Wishing all of our alumni all the best, and we look forward to doing this again in future years. Beyond the summit and sessions, we also have a bunch of our alumni presenting. They have booths outside so they can present their businesses and start working together.
That was Baker Asha Nekpa, Public Diplomacy Officer with the U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe. The Alumni Summit, which ended today, brought more than 300 people who participated in different U.S. State Department's programs aimed at empowering nations in the developing world. Matlansi Ndlovu is one of the alumni.
Sanwanani, it is Alami Matlansi Ndlovu from the E-Hustler Summit. Go, Bulawa, I wanted to be a tuna. So E-Hustler Summit, Tina, Sinweta, Amapizimusi, Uti, Babwe, Bonke, Basangane, Sanwa, Tising, Marketing, Yabongu, Zafakule, Jama Businesses. So E-Hustler Summit, Iwakona, every year for March. Yeah, but
That was Matlansi Ndlovu, a beneficiary of the U.S. program, which she says has enhanced her business skills. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that you are streaming the discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your messages right now or call on our social media platforms. Today we are discussing the expulsion of Citizens Coalition for Change members from Parliament, Senate and councils by Sengezo Chabangu, who says he is the Secretary General of the party. However, the party's deputy spokesman, Gift Siziba, today reiterated to Studio 7 that the recalls are illegal.
Jabanta is so Japanica updates in relation to Masamba Maona Chitendra by social media. So
So that we protect our movement from such impositors. Nyaya is a fraud. Those are the age of police to investigate the issue. Because the report, Nyaya fraud, you will be able to look at Nema Sambai, Rajishandiso, Munachitano Minera Tribusi.
That was CCC Interim Deputy Spokesman Gift Siziba speaking earlier today in Harare. To discuss our topic in depth, we welcome our guest Sitabile Mlilo, who was recalled from her seat as the proportional representative for Bulawayo Province under the Women's Quota in Parliament. She is also the National Women's Task Force member of the CCC. We also have Kalipani Pokeni, spokesman for Sengezo Chabangu. And we'll start with you, Ms. Sitabile Mlilo. We saw that you led to the filing of the recalled legislators' papers for your party and successfully managed to get their papers in. What can you say about these recalls, seeing that they are intensifying? Yes, over to you, Ms. Mlilo.
Thank you.
Yes, you can
Thank
ahead.
You very much. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. Today I just saw some shootings on social media. So I'm not really sure if those actually affected the recalls that I saw on social media. But it's quite saddening, surely, because if you look at the numbers, it's mostly women who are affected. So it's quite saddening.
Yes, why are you saying it's the women who are mostly affected?
No, I was just looking at the list, and then on the list you can see that there are a lot of women who are actually affected by this because, most of them, they are the ones who are on PR, on the women quota, who are mostly affected, and this is why I'm saying that if it's true, whether I only say it on social media, then it's really for them.
Yes, and do you feel that there is a certain trend? Why do you, that most were recalled from the proportional representation?
From proportional representation, I think it's quite easy because when you remove someone from proportional representation, you just replace them with someone else, unlike going back maybe to a constituency and going back to actually go on the ground, start looking for support again and going to a real election. I think it's really tiresome and you have to have people on the ground to do all that work for you. So professional representation mostly is easy. It's just a matter of you taking someone and replacing them with that person.
Okay, thank you for your perspective. Do stay on the line, and we go to you, Mr. Pugeni. You heard Mr. Gift Siziba, the interim spokesperson for the CCC, saying these recalls are not legal. What do you have to say about that?
Good evening, my sister. Good evening to the listeners at home, and good evening to Honorable President Zulu. I think I have said this over and over again. I'm here so that Chalang's voice outside of the story can be heard. So the things which I'm speaking here are not my things. It's not decisions that I'm part of. My job is to amplify his voice. You know it's difficult for you guys to get hold of him, so I can get hold of him on your behalf. So this is the instruction I got today. Is that after he went to court, when he was challenged, called imposter, called drunkard, called self-appointed, he went to court, and those recalls were challenged and his ability to make them and he prevailed. And so he says the Studio 7 insists on calling him self-imposed or self-appointed and all those things. He is not interested in me representing him in a platform that has demonstrated such contempt, such bias, and such judgment against him, notwithstanding that the Court of Law could not make such a finding.
Yes, we hear your concern that we say he calls himself the Secretary General, but since there is a court case pending, maybe we should wait for that one to see what exactly is supposed to be, because we do not take sides here to say so-and-so is that, so-and-so is that. We'll wait for the final. But moving forward, what is your response to what Ms. Thabile Mlilo has said and to what Mr. Gift Siziba said?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, my sister, that I am under strict instruction that as long as Teacher 7 is introducing him as a self-appointed interim SG, he is, after that court judgment, which came this past Saturday, he is not interested in being denigrated and disrespected in that manner. He could understand before the court had the chance to look into these matters, but after the court looked at it, and it did not find him as self-appointed, it did not find him as fake, it did not find him as an imposter, it instead dismissed the case. So he says it's untenable that you participate in a platform which clearly is against him, which clearly is meant to denigrate him, which clearly is meant to discredit him.
Right. Let's move on with that. The court recognized him as the Secretary General, although the CCC has filed a case against him to oppose that. Right. As the Secretary General, what powers does he have to do that? And who gave him the power?
Okay. Maybe the long and short of it is that he's just asking to be respected in the manner that others are respected. When others come, they are not called self-appointed or all those things. That's all he's asking for now. Until a competent court of law finds him otherwise, that presumption of innocence is true to him. I think he has said on several platforms that he is addressing the anti-democratic practices that manifested themselves leading up to the watershed 23rd August 2023 election. And he went further to say, this is now on Sunday, when he was speaking to one of the journalists, Ezra Chisa Sivanda, when a question was posed to him, that are you going to make further recalls now that the court proceedings are over? He said, yes, indeed, I'll do that. And I'll go throughout the country. And this issue that I'm addressing in Burawa and Matabeleland has manifested itself more pronounced throughout the country than it did in Matabeleland. So there will be need for him to act even more decisively. I have tried to reach out to him after I saw the reported calls on social media. I have not been successful. I did reach out to Honorable Albert Mshanga, who works in his office as a deputy. He was just calling me now as you're on air, and he was saying to me, the number looks big, and I said, but you can't say that to me. You are the one who needs to clarify these issues to me, because I'm already on Studio 7, they need answers. So I am not any wiser right now. If those are really genuine recalls, or it's just mischief in the social space, but I'm sure maybe when I'm off the show, I would have received an answer, which may be too late for this show. But for now, I am not clear.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We'll come back to you to talk about the other recalls that has been effected. Yes, we understand our caller dropped. We had a caller, but whilst we wait for our caller who has questions, maybe for you, Ms. Mlilo, maybe for you, Mr. Pugeni. Ms. Mlilo, ungasichazisela ngolimi lesiNdebele ukuthi uthini ngokuxotshwa kwamalunga edalele ePhalamende, amalunga enu, lawe ungomunye wa.
Khona iyaphunguka yinto eyasimangalisa sonke ukuthi khona siyaphenga izivuka nje ekuseni sokuthi akhona ke lixoshwa ngumuntu ozithela nge-interim SG. Yinto emangalisayo kakhulu ukuthi kathi yena interim SG ubengaphi elaleni izinto nxa kade sithi ziyayonakala, ubengaphi elaleni izinto ziyonakala cause kumele ukuthi phela erezi i-alarm njenge-interim SG. But so yinto emangalisayo yena leyo kakhulu ukuthi khona umuntu yaphenga uvuka nje esithi khona sekuqethile. Siyakuthatha nje ukuthi khona asazi ukuthi yena uyabe ecabanga nani njengoba yena ezithi khona yena nge-interim SG Citizen Coalition for Change, but yinto sibili eyasimangalisa thina lathi sinje.
Yebo ke, kodwa nxa umzwile yena konke akukhulumileyo linalokhu elisima njengebandla ukuthi vela limazi uMnumzana Sengezo Thabanga akumelanga ayenze lokhu njalo uhamba njani.
Nangiyebandla kinto engiyekhulumile abadala abaningi first leyo ukuthi khona interim SG ayikho kathesi ebandleni leli because ebandleni leli lingakhangela lizabona ukuthi khona bekunabantu abathiwe khona ama-cluster leaders and then ama-cluster leaders kube lama-first state members and then kube lama-chief champions nalo ke abantu esisebenze labo sihamba ekhethweni kenaleliye lika-23 August 2023 yikho sithi khona kuyamangalisa ukuthi kathesi yikho lapho sekwenza ngazathi sekule-SG but sisebenza konke lapha, bezisebenza ama-cluster leaders, bezisebenza ama-task force members, bezisebenza ama-chief champions, yibo abantu kade sisebenza labo olwaleyo ngathesi njengebandla. Besikwazi ukuthi hayi ibandla lethu alikalihlale phansi ukuthi khona sibone ukuthi khona bengalungisa njani ekukhokheleni, besikhangelela ukuthi khona njengekade sihambele ekhetheni leli saphuma ngathi ekhetheni leli abantu bezahlala phansi belungise-ke lokho kuyabe kufuna ukuthi kulungise kube kuhle kube rayithi. Khona kade sikukhangelela ukuthi ngasezimeni kuyabutshala lokhu kade khala ngakho ubezamela ukuthi ebuye laye ngase kulungise kulungisiwe ungayena esikhona ililunga lethu ehlale phansi elungise lathi kuthi hayi asingisenisihambe so singahamba sithi ngiyabona ukuthi ibe ibandla lethu lingaphumelela linjalo. So siyabe sikhangelela ukuthi nxa umuntu sithi khona yena uhamba labantu uhamba labo kumele ukuthi nxakule lutedi lonakalayo ube laye ube ngumuntu ezabunika umbono wakho obuhle ukuthi hhayi sekelena ukuthi sihambe lokhu layi siyenze lokhu lalokhu uzame ukuthi khona ukuthi khona nayeinsekuzilozele kusho ukuthi vele sengibasumlile ukuthi khona ukuthi udingizizeke akuyenzi ukuthi ubaye ubathi umuzenke umlile usuudindize akuyenzi khonokho.
Yebo ke, siyabonga, uhlale khonapho ecingweni sizaphenduka njalo kuwe. Silo mlaleli ecingweni, siyakwamukela kuhlele.
Salibanani mama, ninjani?
Yebo mbane, ngikhuluma laye.
Ukhuluma nobaba Mahlahla.
Yebo mnumzana Mahlahla, ke ungasi uvela ngaphe ekhaya njalo kathesi ungayo?
Ekhaya ngivela eLwagwelo. Baba tata singise Goli.
Yeah, wasinika umbono wakho ngodaba olusegudwini.
Eh, umbono wami engingawuphawula ukuthi ilizwe lethu lihlaselwe yi-cancer eyiZANU-PF. ZANU-PF isibone kufanele ukuthi elizweni kungabi nestability, number one. Isibone kufanele ukuthi ezibhedlela abazali bethu bagule kungabi le mithi, number two. Isibone kufanele ukuthi imigwaqo yethu ingasebenzi.
Ngiyakuzwa sibili mnumzana Mahlahla, kodwa ungathi ukuthi kulani lokwenza lokhu lo daba olusegudwini?
Lokhu kunokwenza ngokuthi iZANU-PF iprioritize ukwenza ama by elections over developing our country.
Mhm.
Asisoze sithule sibone uChabangu, simbone ngoChabangu njalo. There is a ZANU-PF pressure behind uChabangu.
Yabo ke kuyezwakala. Ngiyabengathandi nje ukuthi ngiqume khonapho, but we got your point. Thank you very much, so that we can have our guest respond. Before you can answer the listener, Mr. Pukeli, we saw that you have fielded some candidates who will contest in the oncoming by elections. Has the campaign started, and how are the people receiving those candidates in the communities?
Okay. Ngithanda ukuthi uSG wathi ekhuluma ngale indaba, kuyona le interview engikhulume ngayo owayenza loba kuChisa Sibanda. Wathi yena kudinga ukuthi adinge ama-candidates uzofaka yena lawo ayenza ayevele ekhona, ayevele ekhutshiwe ngalobo budoda ayebekhulumile. Of course sibonile ukuthi ngicabanga ama-wards angu-3 bahlulekile ukufaka. Kuzwisa ubuhlungu ngoba phela sekuchazwa ukuthi u-ward 1 kakhulu, ward 1 niye bengayimazi inkinga yakho u-ward 1. Njengoba bengasafakanga ke lo kuthiwa kwakumoyikhanjini, bambisela-ke yena i-shepherd izami layo futhi ifake umuntu esishweninzi. So kuthi sichaza ukuthi-ke whatever is going to happen ku-ward 1 siyabuyela bhethu kuyena le nkinga yesilayo. Okwe-campaign angazi ngoba besiyeqalile iripoti engizoyithola lekhanyana ngicabanga kusasa oso kuyibaba umhlanga ukuthi i-office labo selihambe awufale enza kanjani. Cabanga hambe besakhe-nomination court. Umlaleli angicabanga ukuthi uyayilandelela into ye-TPC ayizwe kahle. Namhlanje umsonisha ubaba uSivika uthe yena into ye-TPC yinto yama-leaders e-TPC amakhulu alwayo. Wathethi ucela ukuthi babe ngamadoda enough baphumele egcekeni. Selingayigcoba-ke izami ngoba phela kula mntu wezami lami ngizoyikhulumelayo ekutheni selingayigcoba-ke liyigcoba ingekho. Angithole ejaji la lithi ngathi hayi phela ma ngabe lifuna kukhulunywa ngezami ngabe limbizile layo. So kuthi ngabe limbizile phela umthweni ukuthi babugawule layo wabakhona walikhulumela iqembu lakhe. Kodwa engikwaziyo mina ukuthi babuChabangu zisasuka before i-election senzeka wakhala ngendaba yokuthi kanti why kuthatha abantu bezindawo ezonikeza izikhundla lapho kobulawayo besebenzisa kanzima kanti. Kuthi ezokuphelile ma ejoyini ukuthi yayikhulumisana nomongameli. Angithini umongameli wenza that public statement esokuthi laungekho yethu ngendlela engizana ngakhona
isiyakuzwa. Kodwa senza kubamba umlomo lapho, sinike unkosazana Mlilo imzuzo emlutshana kakhulu ukuthi asitshele ukuthi sebeqalisile yini ukukhankasa njalo babonane ngokhetho oluzayo.
Thina ukukhankasa siyaqalisa kathesi kobulawayo lapha, kodwa nje ngathi sihambela
thinapha njeisikhathi kasisavumi njalo ukuthi siqhubeke sisonke. Would like to thank our guest Sithabile Mlilo and Khaliphani Phukeni. And we've come to the end of our show. Join us again tomorrow. Signing off is Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington.